Okay, so stuff is stuff, Lamed Zayin. And last shiur, we ended with a question. We're discussing what you can, like, Mekadesh, something is the Lord Baal Olam. We're discussing all these cases in terms of if he wants to marry her. The simple case of the Mishnah was when she's already married to somebody else. It says, you'll betroth to me when you're divorced from another person. Then we started comparing it with, if you remember the case of trauma, when certain things, even if it's not Mamash Be'olam right now, but it's Biyado. You've got control over it. For example, you can say that I separate Trumas and Maaser from this produce once I pick it. And that was okay. And we tried to understand what was the difference with that in Kiddushin. And we saw all these different cases in terms of, for example, even if it's his wife, for example, and he says, he's still married to her, says, I'm giving you Mekudeshet Li after I divorce you. Well, he said, actually, that wouldn't necessarily work because we said that, sorry, just let someone in, that it's like a new. What's Lashon? Midat acheret, we said, was the expression. We saw the different ways of explaining that. And the way we ended the Mishnah, if you remember, was the last case, which was that Reb Yossi says that a better question would have been, remember that's a question in terms of, well, the question I just mentioned, but if he says, I'll show you. Let's go over it again. Inat bay makshaya, hachin kashin, we'll ask this question. Chad bar nash have azel mekadshe chad ita. He was about to marry a particular woman. Itach and my chavraya, the amarle, haviyada da ahin gavra du azul mekadashtich. Just recognize that this person you're about to get married to, he's a bad person. Data bisha, atid is going to divorce you soon enough. Atid mishvaklech. So ella halach brutai, I want him to be kadesh to me with this thing, but not now. The ba lekeshi garshich. Once you get divorced. Okay, because in this situation, the difference is it's biyadola sort of to do it there. That's why he said that would be a better question. Okay, would it, the fact that, if you like, would it still work despite the fact that she's, if you like, there's another person that's coming in between now when he's trying to do it, and the chalot kiddushin, which will be much later after she's divorced? That was a question we left it with. So Gemara now says, Tamantanina, let's have a look at a different Mishnah. Now, we saw this together in Masechta Nedarim before. So Harei Nitior, it's actually interesting because that was a case, if you remember, sometimes we have Gemaras where it's like, pulled in from other Gemaras, the Hacha Hatam wrong. So when we learned in Nedarim, it was actually pulled in from here. That's where the Hachas and Hatam. That was one of those cases. So we've got this imperishim from Reb Chaim on it. It says, Hare Netiot Elu Korban. What if someone says that these Netiot, they're going to be Korban? Explain what that means. It'll be Hekdesh, not Asor like a Korban, importantly. Im Einam Nitzatzot, if they're going to get cut down. So Netiot are saplings. Or Talitze Korban, or this Talitze Korban, Im Einam Nisref, it's not, it doesn't get burned. The Mishnah said there, this is a Mishnah, Yesh Lahem Pidayon. What does it mean, Yesh Lahem Pidayon? Meaning that they would have Kedusha, and it's not considered a Nidre, if you like, Shogegim. Okay, meaning you didn't expect it to. In other words, no, this is a Tanai, and if it's so, the Yesh Lahem Pidayon, the Pidayon, in other words, if not Nikhtasot, it would be Pidayon. Then I'm just, like, I'm not sure what you have in front of you, but the Osvahadar here sort of inserts a bit. And it's actually effect, it's actually what the Korbanator inserts. So you can kind of follow in the Korbanator. Because then the Gemara here switches to the Gemara that we saw in Nedarim. It says, Ra'ak tziot ha-melech mesham ubayim. You can see the king's officers, if you like, that are kind of come and cut the tziot, taking the tziot from people's field. Ra'ak dleker, sees a fire coming on its way. So he seems sort of some sort of destructive force, be it either human or natural. And he says that that if they don't cut my things down, then it'll be given over to Hekdesh. Or if the talit doesn't get burned by the fire, I'm giving it over to the base of Mikdash. The question here is lamafreya kadsho or mikana laba kadsho. So clearly the Mishnah says it will become, if you like, Hekdesh. The question is, when does it work? From now or from later? The Nafkamin you'll see in a moment, but the reason why it's a really good question, the Reb Chaim explained this back in Adarim, that normally we say im, it means by a future event. Meaning if it's not cut down, then it will become Hekdesh. We usually say im means after. But in this situation, it's different because he's got some sort of threat coming to his property. You might think that he wants to say, b'zchut that this becomes Hekdesh, it should be saved from the officers, whatever, the king's men or the fire. So you might think that maybe he means it's from now. So that's why it's a question. Meaning he wants that zchut already to be present to save it from whatever's happening. Okay, that seems to be the like in other words, it's a bit like almanat that it will be if it's saved, it will be already a hekdesh from now. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, may nafka b'nehu, what's the difference between the two? For example, it says ne'er if someone gets hana from it during the intervening period. Well, that's clear. In time kacho, if you say that it'll be hekdesh from the time he made that stipulation, then well, it's over on Misa'ila if you've got benefit from it in that intervening period. However, in time it's like any other im that's michano lehaba from when the tonight, in other words, the kings came, the king's troops or whatever people came through and they left his field. Oh, from that point onwards, that's when it's hekdesh. That means if you got hana prior to that, lo ma'al. Fine, that's what's in Masechta Nedarim. We're not yet at our relating it back to our question in Kiddushin. We're going to be doing that now. So the Gemara says, Chesky Padyan 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 or Paduyan. So what this means is this is relating to the next part of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah says as follows. I saw in the Korban Eder, because we just have it in front of us. Asevet aminim denarin kait, detnana, hatam, harei nitot elu korban ad sheyik tzitzu. If he says they are korban until they get cut, or ad she tisaref, or until they get burnt, now we say en lam pidyon. Why? The Kamar Cheskia says, hatam detnan en lam pidyon, hainu lo tzim miktushet legamri. You can never redeem it. Havalei ko omer, because if you're trying to redeem it, in other words, if he's saying from now, and like it just means that it's constantly going to be hektish, even if I redeem it. That's how he understands it. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, which just pidyon pidyon, or pidyon pidyon, probably. I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, Vada Amar Adshik Tetsu, Lo Balomar Sh'af. It doesn't, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. It doesn't mean that once I cut it, it'll be hektish again. All it means it's like any other hektish, that it will be hektish up until the point in time. And we've seen this previously in this Masechta. A proof if you can have hektish with an expiry. And bichdi, it can disappear. So what it means, ad, it doesn't mean continually, it just means that's the expiry date when I want it to be hektish. Okay. So that's a debate. Now, what the Gemara is saying now is as follows: Mandin pligda Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because that bright we saw above, it says in that Mishnah, sorry, says en lam pideyon. That if you said ad shiyahu, you know, there'll be hektish until such and such a day, it says, and there's no pideyon. It seems to imply that if you tried to redeem it, you wouldn't be able to redeem because of hektish again. That seems to support Cheskia, sorry. So patarla, he says no lekeshi yiktetsu en lam pideyon. What it means is not that you can't redeem it. Now, because it said ad, which means it has an expiry date, that once it is cut, enam pidyon means it doesn't need to have a pidyon anymore, because it goes back to chulin. That's how I would understand the Mishnah. Fine. So far, so good. Now, Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi now asks a question. Finally, we've seen the same Rav Yossi. We had the question here. He says, but the actually not really a question. He's making a statement. Mandam Rechezkia. Now, if you remember, Rechezkia says that if you try and redeem it, when you said this lashon of ad, will become hektish again. It will just keep on becoming hektish. B'shepadyan hu, that's only if he was podeoto. Why? Because once again, we just said it's as if the person said that if I redeem it, I want it to become hektish again. So therefore, since it's biador, the whole thing's in his hand to redeem it and make it hektish again, that's the type of thing that we can say biador. It's not davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. Meaning a future state of being chulin al basham, because it's called biador that fits in with our sugya here. However, aval im padyan acher, if somebody else redeemed it in between, so it's no longer biador anymore to makdish it, that even if he buys it back from that individual, we've already got a break. Okay, so in other words, as soon as it goes to somebody else's hands, well, it's not biador. In other words, it wasn't his capacity to start stipulating beyond a time where it was no longer in his possession, when there was a break. I read you the Korban Eder. He says, "Hamakdish atzmo leolam lo yatzem reshut or reshut hahekdesh." Aval im padam acher, somebody else, that afilu kanaam hamakdish, even the makdish buys it back achakach, einam chozov bekdushot. They don't become hekdesh now. Dinistalek reshut habaal rishonim. He says the reshut of the baalim is gone. Now the kivad aishat lochay lelem hekdesho shuv einu chozer bekdushot. It's no longer his capacity to do so. Like a bit like in the way I explained, I sort of folded in some parish of the Reb Chaim. So the Gemara says, again, Aval Pidacher, Pakalem, Emek Dushato. So the Gemara now reflects back. Mach lafa shita teide Rabbi Yossi. You've got to now contradict Rabbi Yossi. Taman hu amer. We just said in Masech Nedarim, if someone else redeems it in between, but an acher pakamek dushatan, it's all disappeared. Isn't the original baalim got no reshut? He can't. You know, that's beyond the bounds of which you could have stipulated, because it's somebody else has gone in between. V'hach, what's happened here? Here, our case, he tried to mekadesh in isha, saying after your conditionally after this husband's going to divorce you, the one you're about to get betrothed to, right? In other words, so the question was, he could do it then. So then, well, you know, maybe it would work. He had a suffix. But isn't this another situation where there's a reshut acher, another person came in between, where in that period he doesn't have control, so therefore it shouldn't work. That should be a parallel case. I mean, it was pashut in the case of Nadarim, that if somebody else redeemed in between, well, it's game over, it's not chozer, even if he buys it back, it wouldn't become hektesh. So it should be pashut as well, that if the person says, you mekodeshly after this man betroths you and divorces you, well, there's another reshut comes in, it's pashut, it shouldn't work. Why is it a suffix in our case and not there? Beautiful. So now we finally reached our destination, well, not destination, but at least the first station to understand what's happening in this sugya. Oh, it's a suffix at least. So the Gemara says no. Lo tzricha dela. No, the question is as follows. Now listen to this case. Kishnatan la shtei prutot. The case is different. Echad mikvar v'echad lekirshe namahu. So the question is a different question. He's marrying this woman. Now it's different to the case where he's already married her and says, "I'm giving you this money that after I divorce you, I'll marry you." No, what he's doing is giving her two prutot while she's still single. And he says to her, "You're mekodeshly now, and another one you're mekodeshly after I divorce you." He probably does it that way around, but he steps it in a way that it's like that it's all prior, if you like. Now that's where we have a question. Why is that a question? So I'll show you the korban eda. It's beautiful. It says, "Ela ki kimi ba'ele Rabbi Yossi benoten isha shtei prutot." He gives her two coins. Amar la ve'achad b'chitkasheli ve'ayom yomekodeshli ve'achad chitkasheli achar she'egarshich. Another one you mekodeshli after I divorce you. The Lord damile padan who, right? Demishin karsha yotzet mirushota ba l'rushota. Ula padan. In other words, it's not the same as when he redeemed this. In other words, the case of the nadarim where he redeemed it himself, it automatically becomes hektish again, because in this situation, once he divorces her, she goes to rushuta tzma. In other words, there's independence there. It's not like an inanimate object. However, it's also not the same lepadan acher. It's not the same as if somebody else redeemed that item we're talking about, the ktsiot or the talit. Because nami lo dami sha'isha mechneset atzma l'rushto miktsat v'lo yatsa mirushuta baal o mirushuta tzma afilu sha'achat. Meaning, it's not like it went completely to a... She went to someone else's complete control. Right, control or domain. Let's say the third party husband. Meaning, the entire time she was either mirushuta tzma or mirushuta baal rishon. It wasn't like there was an intervening person in between. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, look, I don't know really what to do with this case. Is it Mekudeshet or is it like, would the so-called second Kiddushin work or not? Okay, fine. Beseder. Now, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Nimnu Shalsha V'kama Zkenim. And there was 30 odd, if like Zkenim. They said, Minayim She'in Kiddushim Tofsim B'Yamam. But where do we know, we also learned Sukhim Mesakti Yavamot. Where do we know that Kiddushin is not Tofes on a Yavama? Meaning a Shomeret Yavama woman whose husband has passed away, no children, just waiting for your woman to occur. And someone else tries to Kiddushin, where do you know it doesn't, it says, where do you know it doesn't work? Tambal Lomar, Lotia Isha Meta Chutzal Ishzar. So they were Doresh, and they said, look, the Pasuk says she cannot go to a strange person. Now the Lashon of Tihiyeh is Lashon Havaya. Shlo Havaya, meaning marry Ishzar, so you see it wouldn't work. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'lav manitai." Look, that's our Mishnah. It says, if he says to a woman who's Yeshua Yavam, it says, "La ola chashich lotzlech," meaning, "I want you to be me after your chalitzer occurs." Yimech, it says, "Yit ainu mekodesh." It doesn't work. And the assumption is, why does it not work? Because he can't do it now. Beautiful. Our Mishnah seems to support this exact point that kiddushin is not tofes for a shomeret Yavam. Okay, now, the Gemara says, V'havei Rabbi Yana mekalasli. Rabbi Yana thought it was amazing, incredible, this the way he was found in the Mishnah, all this psukim, hazalim zav mikis, like the gold flows from your purse. Meaning, it's not talking about wealth, it's talking about chokhmah. B'ni aya luzu me'anecha. Do not, you should turn from your words, like this means from your eyes, but in other words, these are all expressions of his wisdom and praising his wisdom. He heaped on praise for this drash. However, after that all ended, after you've done all this beautiful praise, I could say no. Our Mishnah not approve. Our Mishnah could be the, like according to the Shita Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that says ein kudushim tofsim mechayve lavim, because he holds a relation to Yisur lavim, the child will be an Yisur, will be a mamzer. So in other words, don't bring a proof that kudushin is not tofes on a Likule Alma, if you like, from on a Shomet Yabam, from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah could be Rabbi Kiva, that all Chayvei Lavim is the Kiddushin, not Tofes. Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Esh Mamas Abi Yabama. So Shmuel says, Ba'an Yotainu, now this part we didn't see Yabama, but he says, Ben Yotainu Tzricha Mimeno Get. He says, we actually have a Safek. We don't know how to do it, so in that situation, we require a Get, be Safek. In other words, we don't know whether really Min Torah, we would say that Kiddushin not Tofes Yavama. So if someone else jumped in and tried to do Kiddushin, we say you better to give a get just in case. Have Amar Yossi Barbun, Matnita says, Lachar Shiach Lotz Liyivamech, Aval Im Amar Lachar Shiamut Yivimech, Harei Ze Mekudeshet. What does this mean? If he says to her, I'm giving you your Mekadashi after your Yavam does Chalitza, that's when it doesn't work. But if he says after your Yabam dies, then it would be Mekudeshet. Now, why would it be Mekudeshet? So I'll just show you here. Korban Ed says, Nan mashma im amar lachar shimut. In other words, you can mashma from the Mishnah. The fact that it says after you do Chalitza, that doesn't work. However, if your Yabam dies, then it would work. Shma min adim min adin kiddushin tofsin. It must be the Me'ikar adin kiddushin tofes on Yabam Mashuk. Okay? And our Mishnah could even be according to Shita Rabbanan. Okay, however, so then, if that's the case, if we're going to say that really it's according to Rabbanan, and Kiddushin is Tofes Bechai Be'lavim, and it also Kiddushin is really Tofes as well, by a Shomeret Yavam, why is it that this Tanai doesn't work? Because we just said if he says, you're Mekudeshet after your Yabam dies, then it would be Kodeshet. So why suddenly is the difference between whether he dies or whether you do Chalitza? So he says the difference is whether it requires a Maaseh. Death doesn't require a Maaseh, it just happens. Whereas Chalitza actually is a Maaseh in between. So therefore, since it requires some sort of Maaseh to matir her, he just finds that it's Shelo Ba'al Olam. Therefore, it's Devar Shelo Ba'al Olam Ve'en Kodeshin Tofsim. Aval Lachar She'emun Yivimech, Kevan She'iulav Mechusa Maaseh, nothing's lacking. Havilei, I mean just to die, it should be no difference in any other love, the Kiddushin is Tofes. And it says, why is it that when he says to a woman who says, your Mekudeshet Li, after your husband dies, does it not work? That would be the next obvious question. That's different. Because there, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin Be'eshedish. Because Kiddushin women Tofes in that situation. So let's just break it down what the Korbanet is saying. So we're going to differentiate, according to this, according to Rabbi Yossi Barbon, we're going to differentiate between three different things. If he tries to do Kiddushin to a woman who's already married and says after her husband dies or divorce, whatever, he can't. Kiddushin not Tofse B'chai V'lam. It's a Vashal Be'olam. He can't Mekadosh her now, so it's not going to work. When it comes to Shomeret Yamam, he's saying, is Kiddushin Tofse Shomeret Yamam? Yes, absolutely. That's why he can say you can Mekadosh it after your Shomeret Yamam, after your Abam dies. Again, presumably they didn't do Yibum, after he died, it would work. Why suddenly, however, when it comes to Chalitza, it doesn't work? No, because that requires a Maaseh. And as soon as you require an extra Maaseh, it becomes some Shelo Davar Ba'olam. Okay? And it's a Maaseh Taloi on somebody else, right? So, as opposed to like a Maaseh we saw by Truma, I think that would be the difference. Okay, let's continue. Now, good enough today. Right. Tan Reb Chia, but if you've got a young girl who's one day old, you can do kiddushin bekesef. However, batlo shashanim yom echad, then she didn't kiddush bebia, because again, there's no bia. It's not considered bia under the age of 3 years in one day. So Amar Rav Manan, many times again, we see the proof of our Mishnah, because he says v'chen amar lechaveru im yalda ishtechet nakeva. He says to an individual, if your wife gives birth to a daughter, then she's mekudeshet to me, or mekudeshet li, we say, lo amar klum, doesn't work. Why? And the reason is, mipnei she'enu ba'olam, because the child's not in the world. However, now if the child was born, in other words, the issue in the Mishnah was it's not that the child wasn't yet born. Not the fact it was under the age of, I don't know, 10, 15, whatever the age it was. It wasn't an age issue. It was a lo ba'olam issue. Mashma, the kiddushin would work even for a bat yoma, even for one day old. Okay, the Marana says, next Mishnah. This is the case I think the Dov has been waiting for, because you've asked this question a few times. So we'll get to it now. If someone says, you're mekodeshetli, almanatcha adabe'alech alech leshilton. You're mekodeshetli on condition I'm going to speak to the shilton, a very important person. Okay? In your favor, keep words, whatever it is. Or he says, or I will be your day laborer. I'll change your light bulbs, whatever it is. Like, I'll do something for you. We say, if he did speak to the Shilton, he did one of these things, Mekudesha, then it'll work for him, loving a Mekudesha. So you might have to work out what is happening here. We'll get to that. On condition your father consents. He gives consent, let's say, or he wants. Ratzaba mekudeshet im lo ratzei mekudeshet. Quite simple. He wants to, great. If not, not. Met Abba, if the Abba passes away, hareza mekudeshet. We have to understand why this works. Because it seems to be unique consent. No, it seems to be only if he objects. But we'll get to that soon. Meta ben melabdi meta av lomar she'in rotzei. If the boy dies, we try and train the father now to object so that this woman doesn't have to be a shomeret yavam. Okay, and there was never kiddushin. Fine. There's a lot to discuss. Let's look at the Gemara. So let's go back to the case where he says, I'll do work for you, or I'll speak to you to the when I go to the president, whatever it is. So Rav Amar, Vushna Tanla Shave Pruta. And I came in. So Rav says, our Mishnah must be, he's also giving her a coin. It can't just be that he's speaking. Fine. Rav Emi Bai Kameh Rebi. And I came in. What are you talking about? If that's the case, then why is this mission like any? Why isn't this mission like every other mission we learned? We know all you're doing is giving us another Mishnah, like yet another Mishnah. We're talking about Tanais. We've talked about Tanais before. If he's actually physically handing over a coin and saying to Tanai, we're in another din. There's no chiddush in this Mishnah at all. So Elakeni must be b'mash edaber alech leshilton v'diber aleh b'shilton. No, it must be that on the condition I speak to the shilton for you and the time he spends or whatever it is, you can put a monetary value to it, and it was b'shaver put the mikudeshet. Vim lav if not in mikudeshet. Similarly, b'mashe ase imach kapoel, or that I work for a late, I'll do some work around the house. The ase imach kapoel does, and that amount of work is equal to shaver puto. Seems to be the hanash she's receiving from that activity is what b'im mikudeshet with. There doesn't need a coin. That's the way the Gemara understands it now. V'im lav in mikudeshet. Okay, so in other words, he can give her hana'a, even if it's not a physical item, and that would be enough to be case of kiddushin. If he's like kapol, sometimes you just walk in the door and it's worth far more than a shavar puta, but I think presumably he's talking about actually some sort of work. Okay, Rav Ba says b'shem Rav, v'ush yachda lo sela b'migdal. Now, the issue Rav Ba is pointing out is not an issue of where's the money, but rather a different issue. I'll just show you these korbanot. He says it must be that she set aside some money ahead of time to pay him for his work. We're talking about the worker case. Why? Because when it comes to the worker, there's a debate in terms of when does he earn his money? Is it every second as he's going along, there's a debt being accrued, if you like, and at the end you now owe him? Or is it only at the end? Okay. So according to him, he's saying, no, there's schirot from beginning to end. And the fact what is being paid at the end is effectively a debt. But if you're going to run into a problem then, because then if it's from beginning to end, you can't make it. You can't do kiddushin with a debt. We said you can't do kiddushin with a malveh. So we said aval im yachda, but if she sets aside money, then it's not a debt anymore, because she's drawing down. Well, let's put it this way: he would be drawing down as he's working on existing sum of money. So it's not like a debt being paid; it's being paid as he's going along. It's as if she's prepaid him, if you like. And then he's taken that mimekadesh with her. So we're getting around, in other words, to make this mishnah work, what he's dealing with is the technicality that we don't want to make this a mal, we want to make this some sort of kiddushin, like actually some sort of value. It can't be. So it must be that some money set aside, but the Gemara runs into another problem. Well, if there's money set aside and it's in a property, when is he handing it to her? So that's the next problem. So we make it shah. So Gemara says, Kahadet Ninan Kola Nesed Damim Ba'acher, Kiven Shezacha Zen Nitchayev Zeh B'Chalifav. So it's effectively says, well, it can be, the fact is in the word, it can be through, if you like, Inyan Kinyan Chalipin. So I'll just show you here. Kiven Shezacha Zeh Hachana Mekiven Shiber LeShilton, Harei Asela Shebemigdal Shelo, Umikad Shebo. So he explained with the Shilton case as well. Then since he's done the action, it's like a Kinyan Chalipin, if you like, Umikad Shebo, that it becomes into a possession. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying here, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, let's continue. Almanat shirtze abba, ratza abba, mekudesh, ratza ina mekudesh. The Gemara, I went over the Mishnah quite fast, but there was some inconsistencies in the Mishnah that I'm not sure if you noticed. Let's go through now. It says in the Mishnah, if father wants us to get proofs, then you mekudesh. If not, ina mekudesh. So what's that mean? What's the stam status? The father doesn't say anything. Seems to be that he doesn't stam or ina rotze. Meaning, I need his consent for it to be mekudeshet. Correct? Next case. Meta av, if the father dies, how is it mekudeshet? If the father died without saying anything, then now mekudeshet, which seems to be what? The stam status is his rotze, he wants. We've already got a contradiction between the ratio and the mitziata in the middle part. Similarly, meta if the father, if the son died, we tell the father to explicitly say any rotze, which must mean that stam, if he didn't say anything, he's rotze. So the problem is, we've got such a Mishnah that says, Amrav Yochanan Rav Yana, Vi'it Manita Amarken. Do we have such a Mishnah that is like this, where we've got this inherent contradiction? If it's one Shita, have you ever seen a Mishnah like this? I mean, the Gemara raises this type of Mishnah as contradiction. We say that this Shita. But with here, it doesn't seem to be multiple Shita. This is like, how do we deal with this Mishnah? What's the stam status of the Abba? Does he want to or does he not? So Amalei, Ulyanai Aliva at Shal Mila Bekidushin. He's almost lamenting the fact. Alatzmo Amarken, he says, he's like Nebuch Ivyanai Leyanai Shafel Atasho El Davar. You asking question Kiddushin? Kolomar Shein Lo Malashiv. I don't really know how to deal with it. However, the Gemara continues. Chazar of Yanai Patamanit. He says, I've got it. He's able to solve it. Ratza Av Mekudeshet. The father wants to Mekudeshet Vim Ratza Av Inu Mekudeshet. That's the Omer Almanat Du Amar Vehu on the condition that he consents. Vehu Lo Amar, and he didn't say anything. Okay. Meta Av Harezim Mekudeshet. If the father then dies, harezim mekudeshet, because we can say it's kamanda amar, it's as if he said it. So I'll just explain now. I'll show you in the korbanet. It says ben she'amar rotze ani, ben she'amar lo rotze ani, harezim mekudeshet. Rak, all we need to make sure is shelo yimche, we don't want him to reject. V'ratza abba diktani. When it says ratza abba, haynu shelo amar eni rotze ela shotek. Meaning it seems to be that stam is absolutely rotze. That means if the father died, rotze. If the son died, we tell the Abba to object. But when it says in the beginning, when it says, diktan ratza Abba, that means, ratza Abba means provided that he does not object. That's what we're saying. Hanu shlo emar eini rotze eleshotek. So in other words, the reisha mitzvah sefer is, stamis is okay, provided that he does not object. Explicitly. So therefore, when it says, the reisha, when it says, ratza Abba, it just means provided that he does, in other words, he keeps his silence as being consent and doesn't object. That's how I have to explain it. So meta av, melabdi meta av, shiomar in rotze. Or once again, commander amar, because if he doesn't, it'll be as if he said it because he didn't object. Okay, Bissett will continue for him next time.